warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life. Bob,
in your life. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob in your live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's an honor to be on the air. From Colorado Springs, one of our occasional listeners who doesn't like us all that much left a message over the weekend. A former pastor, Chuck, he's upset with us for pointing out and criticizing Dr. James Dobson regarding his pledge that he made before, what, hundreds of thousands of Christians in Washington, D.C., which he then violated. First, let's listen to the voice message, so let's hit that now.
Yes, my name is Chuck Clark, and my phone number is 719, and I was just going through some of my files. I'm a former pastor, and I had an article that you wrote back in 2006. I don't know if your position has changed. I've been out of the state for a while. But it always bothered me when I listened to your programs how many times you would attack Christians that have a fantastic testimony, have a far greater outreach than you do, and have done more for the kingdom of God. And not that I'm not the judge, but when you attack James Dobson, because if it says Dobson abandons abortion pledge, well, I didn't reread it, but I remember reading it and being totally upset by your what do you think you're accomplishing by attacking those that for 99% of their ministry is a positive testimony for Christ? They're out in the battle, and for you to just center on, you should go to Fox News today on the internet, and the interview that is posted there that he did during the day of prayer. And why would you want to attack a man like that? I don't know if you're still doing it. But you are disgusting, really, as a Christian. And I believe God is going to judge you for the way you have attacked his people. And there's scriptures that talk about those that are on the same side when the disciples were saying that these people disagreed with us. And do you remember what Paul's or Jesus' answer was to that? And I don't see any scriptural basis. It's one thing to point out error and to show things that are contrary to Scripture, but what you're doing is contrary to Scripture. And please feel free to call me. This is my home phone, and I plan on leaving for now, and probably on Saturday you won't get back to me. But I would like to hear your response. And you're very good at debating. I'm not so good at it, but it really grieves my spirit. And I'm sure...
That's it. They ran out of time. Okay, now we're going to go to Dr. Dobson's pledge. But think of this. Would Pastor Chuck say we could hire a pastor if he's only going to steal money from the collection plate now and then? Or if he's only going to have an affair with one woman a year? I mean, what kind of exceptions? When we talk about killing kids, God looks at the exceptions. So we are going to listen to Doctor's pledge. It's only about a half a minute or so. And then we will call Chuck, Pastor Chuck, and see if we could reach him. He has agreed with our associate producer to come on the show. We'll find out if he's available now. Okay, let's first hear from Dr. James Dobson at a March for Life in Washington, D.C. years ago.
Finally, I want to give a pledge to you on a political level, and I'm speaking for myself, not focused on the family, which is a non-political organization. I can just tell you that I have determined that for the rest of my life, however long God lets me live on this earth, I will never cast one vote for any man or woman who would kill one innocent baby.
All right, we've gone down to Focus on the Family. The elders of Denver Bible Church, the whole elder board, met with their vice president of public policy, Tom Minery, and their judicial analyst. And in the meeting, we played that pledge. In fact, we gave him a full presentation, about an hour's presentation, on the ways in which it appears that Focus on the Family has become a moral relativist, legal positivist organization, actively supporting those politicians who kill some innocent children. And we gave them examples, and we asked them if they would reconsider. Hello, Chuck. This is Bob Enyart in Denver, Colorado. So it's Pastor Chuck?
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Chuck, thank you for getting in touch with us. I realize that you disapprove of something we've done over the years, but I do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I listened a couple of times since I've been here in Colorado Springs. Doesn't come in as good
down in the Springs
down here as it did back when I lived in Denver area.
Sure thing. Well, I think that pledge that Dr. Dobson made was godly. It was righteous. It inspired a vision. It gave the body of Christ a vision of what it means to stand against child killing. And it's vital that we would all say, I would never support a politician who would kill a single Jewish child, or who would lynch a single black man, or who would kill an innocent baby. So I think it's vital, and it represents biblical Christianity.
I guess I haven't followed all of it that closely, but as far as, and I don't remember that far back, as far as who the politicians were.
It was George Bush and John McCain.
George Bush and John McCain, yeah. So,
right.
And John McCain is the one that was okay with abortions?
Both of them. Dr. Dobson was saying if a politician has exceptions, that is, if he's pro-life, except he's willing to kill a single innocent child, that as long as God lets me live on this earth, so he invoked God's name,
right.
And he said, I will never vote for a politician who would kill one innocent child. And sadly, George W. Bush, by his own policies, advocates killing tens of thousands of children per year, with all his exceptions, and with funding abortion, it's in the hundreds of thousands per year. And of course, John McCain was virtually out and out pro-abortion, pro-Roe v. Wade, and he has far more exceptions than Bush did. So between them, they've advocated killing hundreds of thousands of children. So is there a problem if you make a pledge invoking God's name and then you break the pledge? Is that a problem according to the Lord in the Bible?
Well, yeah, and I guess it goes back to the book of Judges, that one judge that made, or at least a person in Judges that made the thing about the next person that comes across the threshold of his door, and it was his own daughter.
Yeah, and we've studied that, and we present a verse-by-verse study on that. That's also repeated in the book of Hebrews in the Hall of Faith. But the New Testament clear teachings, Jesus said, when you invoke God's throne, when you call on heaven and making an oath, then when you break that oath, you're not only breaking your promise, but now you're dishonoring God because you invoked God's name and you still broke your pledge. So not only does Jesus say, don't do that, but the Apostle James repeats that in his epistle, and the Apostle Paul repeats all three of them with Jesus, of course. He's our Savior and our Creator God, but all three stated that you don't invoke heaven when you make an oath, because if you then break that oath, then you're dishonoring God, which is worse than simply lying or breaking a promise. So when a Christian leader, in a grandiose way, makes a pledge to God and then breaks that pledge and flaunts it in the face of the body of Christ and their donors for years, raising millions of dollars of donations based on that pledge, with Dr. Dobson and Tom Minery and Focus on the Family, all acknowledged that he no longer upholds that pledge because he supports politicians who advocate some abortion, then don't you think it's the responsibility of the body of Christ to point out when our leaders are dishonoring God through their fundraising efforts?
I agree that it's clear in Scripture that we're not supposed to do that, but to hold that one, and plus the dilemma that he faced with having two, the lesser of two evils, so he's not supposed to vote at all. And I guess to me, I'm a little more gracious in the fact that he was in a dilemma and having to choose between two horrible choices. And then the other thing is that...
well, of course, of course. Now, can we stop, Pastor Chuck?
The
hold on, Pastor. You could continue, Pastor. You could continue making points, but let's just talk about them as you raise them. When someone makes a vow or a pledge to do what is right, and then they fail and they do what's wrong, and they repent and apologize, we need to forgive that person. When someone makes a vow to the Lord, and then they break that pledge, and they never repent or apologize, and they keep using the pledge as a fundraising tool, then it seems, as the Bible calls on believers to hold our leaders accountable, but 100 times over in the Bible, you find God's people holding accountable their leaders. I mean, that's part of the role of the prophets.
You believe that's your job then is to hold Dr. Dobson accountable for that one pledge that he made.
It's all of our role.
Okay, so you've exposed it, and so you want to continue to hold something that happened back then.
No, it's still happening.
The center of man's ministry has been, I would say, for the most part, very God-honoring, and I respect Dr. Dobson, and I can forgive. He's asked anybody... I don't know how he's supposed to make that apology, but in the position he was in of having, how would you tell people to vote then? You tell them not to vote? Is that
okay?
That
now we're getting
for the situation he was in.
Now we're getting to a secondary issue. Okay, the first issue was, did Dr. Dobson invoke God and make a pledge, and then break that pledge and continue for years to use the pledge as a fundraising tool? That's the first issue.
He's been doing that for years, but...
Well, it's played for years in their visitor center. I know, because we're visitors. Pastor Chuck, I don't know how much money you've donated to Dr. Dobson. I don't know you. But it could be that my wife and I have donated more to Focus on the Family than you ever have. I mean, we love them.
I don't have a dog in the fight.
All right.
Than the
so
fact that I know so, of how much of a blessing that he's been to so many thousands and thousands of people.
Well, absolutely. And
that,
Pastor
that
Chuck.
To me is blowing something. I mean, Abraham, I mean, all the leaders in the Bible committed sins that were not too good. David,
well, they were horrific.
The prime one.
They were horrific. And then they were swept under the rug, right? Then,
no,
well, yeah, because if he's done a lot, if he's done a lot for the Lord, the thing you should do, if you want to honor God and you know he's he's being dishonorable, the thing you should do is keep your mouth shut. You shouldn't tell anybody. You sweep it under the rug. And as we do that, Pastor Chuck, we encourage more and more Christian leaders to behave more and more badly toward the Lord and toward the innocent.
Well, I guess... I think the majority of people that I know that are Christians, and they understood the situation, and it was a foolish thing to do to make that pledge in such a public way. And I agree if he hasn't asked people to forgive him, but I think most of us that I know realized that there weren't any good options other than in that don't vote.
Okay, now let's go to that secondary issue, which when we first played Dr. Dobson's pledge, and I asked you, does it sound like a godly pledge? Does it sound like you're standing on biblical principle? You said yes, just as 100,000 donors to Focus on the Family have said yes. That's why they use that sort of in the close. When you're in the visitor center and you see this presentation and you're going to walk right from there into the gift shop, and you're going to spend, like we do when we go, hundreds of dollars. And so you see that just as you're walking in to take out your checkbook, Christians identify with that commitment as a godly, biblical commitment that if we were in Germany and some politicians advocated killing only some of the Jews, then would you support that politician? He only wanted to kill Jewish children to reduce the number of Jews, you know, but he wasn't going to kill the adults. Then would Christian leaders say, well, we're going to vote for them because they only want to kill half the number of Jews instead of all the Jews? I mean, that would be despicable.
I think that the majority of people that give to Dr. Dobson's work there and focus on the family think there's a whole lot bigger things that they are supporting him in. Well, I shouldn't say the bigger things.
Right,
I mean,
no.
That's a major thing. But
yeah, killing children is big.
The people, and I would, if I had the money to give, I would have no qualms knowing the tenor of the majority of the man's life. And if you saw the Fox News on the Internet, it seems to me that he's in the battle against abortion.
Yeah.
And so his heart... He was caught in the foolishness of a pledge that he didn't think through that, okay, what if both of them...
So, Pastor Chuck, so quickly you went from saying that was a biblical godly pledge to it was a foolish pledge. So I'd like to ask you to reconsider. Do you think you could reconsider whether Dr. Dobson's pledge was foolish or whether it was godly? So let's think about what he said.
I would say it was foolish.
All right, let's think about
it. I think it can be both myself. I mean, you seem to like to back somebody into a corner without as a black and white issue. And there are a lot of gray issues that we give a little bit of Christian grace to. And that's the thing that bothers me the most. You continue to attack a man who has done a far lot greater influence for good than anything that I know about yours. You have the one issue of abortion. You've done the fantastic job of standing up for the unborn. But as far as the overall reach that this man has had in his life for God, there's hardly a comparison.
Pastor Chuck, I think you're right in that, as we've said on the air, that we love Dr. Dobson. He has brought countless multitudes to the Lord through salvation and trusting in Jesus Christ, far beyond what we have ever done here at Denver Bible Church and Bob Enyart Live. I'm on one radio station. He was on about 800 or 1,000. So, but Jesus said, if you're faithful in little, then God will think of you as being faithful in much. And so we're not talking about how to pave the parking lot. We're talking about politicians who are willing to kill innocent children. And when God...
I still haven't answered that question. What as Christians are we supposed to do when we've got two ones that are not good choices for different reasons? And especially the abortion issue with so many today.
Yes. Chuck, I'm happy to answer that question. We have on the air probably 500 times.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I don't...
Well, that's okay. You don't have any responsibility to tune into this show. When the government or when your society or the world wants you to compromise on God's enduring commands, and they say you have no choice, you either have to pick child killer A or child killer B. When Jesus was told, which is it, A or B? The Lord, being wise, said neither. It's C. When Christians lived in Germany, when they were killing the Jews, Christians compromised with God's enduring command. And they found all kinds of excuses to support one leader or another, even though they all hated the Jews and they were socialists and they would kill the innocent. As long as you as a Christian leader are teaching people it's okay to support those who kill the innocent, eventually you would re-crucify Jesus Christ, eventually, because Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. So the church that was silent in Germany or supportive of the machine that killed the innocent, that church is like the church in America that supports politicians who admittingly that they advocate killing innocent children. They admit it. And yet Dr. Dobson supports them, and so do you, and that's wrong.
So you still haven't answered it. So what is the answer to the dilemma?
I did, Chuck.
Obviously, we're going to face more and more. That,
yes.
I mean, there's more corruption today than than ever in the history of this country, almost.
Yes, right. You're exactly right. So, Chuck, the more that our Christian leaders teach us to vote for child killers, do you think that's going to bring us closer to righteousness?
When you phrase it that way, that is just dishonest, and it's a...
Why is John McCain not a child killer?
A person's character by saying that because we might have to choose between two people that we're voting for killing innocent...
What we say is you don't support...
A sequel approach to this whole thing.
You don't support a child killer, and as long as our Christian leaders teach millions of us, millions, to support child killers... Do you think that'll bring us closer to restoring our nation and saving our country, or further toward hell? The more millions of Christians that will...
Doing it. You're still saying that because I vote for somebody, I'm voting for them to be a child killer.
If they tell you...
You are
you're right, Chuck.
Wall with that kind of
Well, Chuck, what if Christians...
Want to do what's right, who want to honor the Lord...
How about...
You haven't answered my question.
God didn't say, thou shalt vote. Now, I vote all the time, and I find people to vote for who don't kill children. I mean, I feel like that's my obligation. If you were in Germany and there were Christians around you who were voting for Hitler because they thought, you know what, our economy is being destroyed. We need to save our economy. We need to secure our borders, and we need to fight against the communists. So we're going to vote for Hitler, even though he said he'd like to annihilate the Jews, we're going to vote for him. Would you have said, you know, these are godly Christians who are putting Adolf Hitler in power, and who am I to criticize them? The only one I will criticize is the Christians warning against voting for Hitler. I'll criticize them, but I won't criticize those supporting Hitler. That's the position you're taking. Don't vote for a child killer.
There are only two choices, and there isn't anybody that's not a person who would not be on the side of abortion. So why don't you just answer me with a simple
I did
answer. Because there's
I answered over and over, Chuck.
So I've asked you about 10 times now, do you just not vote?
Chuck, I've answered repeatedly. Please listen, okay? You're so emotional and so angry, you're not listening. You don't vote for a child killer. All right. You don't vote for a child killer. If you do your research and you find out there's a politician like Alan Keyes, Ambassador Alan Keyes, appointed by Ronald Reagan to the United Nations. He was running for president in Colorado. He's the black guy. I voted for him. But God does say, do not kill the innocent. And if Adolf Hitler wanted to kill Jews and you knew that and you supported him, then you are guilty of the slaughter of God's nation of Israel.
Yeah, well, that's your interpretation.
Oh, you think Christians could support Hitler?
You are the only, evidently, the only godly one that really that's is standing up for this
that,
kind of position.
Chuck, I would never say that. There are
just a backslidden, blind, totally out to kill innocent children, and you are their judge and jury, and you're the only one that interprets scripture that says, yeah, it doesn't say thou shalt do a lot of things, but there's principles that you go by, and there's a whole lot of other issues, and God also has actually got provision for these people that are being, these innocent children that are being murdered. They're all going to heaven, and so somehow God's sovereignty is overruling the evil, as he usually does, and bringing good out of it by taking these children home to be with him for eternity. So if you think that that's the people that are doing it are held accountable, but those children are in heaven.
Hey, Chuck, we could say that about every sin. We could say that about pornography, you know? Porn stars end up getting saved. So Christian leaders could support pornography because God is sovereign. I mean, that's not an answer, right?
Wait. You're putting words in my mouth. I never said that we should support any of those things.
You criticized me for pointing out that John McCain is a child killer, and those who support him share in the innocent blood that he sheds.
I don't mind you pointing out that he's a child killer.
Well, then how about those who support him? How about those who
support... Because I vote for somebody doesn't mean I support the things that he does.
No, you don't have that luxury. Sorry, you don't...
Conservative view of people that are the closest to what I believe.
Okay.
At least I'm not throwing my vote away, which to me is also like you think that causes you to escape while the other person gets in.
The other person gets in anyway, Chuck. Have you noticed?
It's so black and white.
Chuck, the other person gets in anyway.
He has certain things that are obvious, that killing an innocent child, the person that does that is held accountable. But because I vote for somebody and he happens to be somebody that
kills children,
changed in the middle of his
If he, hey, Chuck, here's my guess. If some conservative Republican came out before the election and they showed video and he said, you know what, I really hate blacks. I just hate blacks. And I don't care. I won't say it publicly, but I hate blacks. I bet you would agree with the movement against him in telling everyone don't vote for him because he's disqualified himself because he's a racist. I bet you would agree with that, and I would too. But because we're not talking about racism, which is a politically incorrect sin, because we're talking about child killing, which is far worse than racism, when your politician, who you were told by National Right to Life was pro-life, and you find out that he advocates slaughtering hundreds of thousands of children, you say, well, that doesn't matter. I'm supporting him for other things. Obama's in the world. And the more we get Bill Clinton's, because Christians no longer
have some weaknesses in it. And the simple fact is that when you vote for somebody else that you know isn't going to stand a chance for winning, you are in essence throwing away a vote.
And is that a sin? Would that be a sin?
It is sovereign. You're also condemning millions of Christians, and it makes it sound like you are the only one.
Now, hey, Chuck, when you
are far above the rest of us.
All right, hey, Chuck.
That we should vote for the lesser of two evils.
Chuck, you're being mocking. Chuck. I feel like I should.
Basis in certain circumstances that change from
all right,
year
bring
year
Chuck's volume down a second. Chuck, I feel like I should end the conversation because you're making fun of yourself. You're mocking with dripping ridicule, sarcasm. You're making things up. I've never said I'm the only one. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands. Have you heard of the personhood movement that says, have you heard of Huckabee on Fox News, who has personhood leaders on all the time, who say you don't support child killers? So let's bring Chuck back and we'll see if we're done. So, Chuck, do you have any final comment? Chuck, do you have any final comment? All right, Chuck hung up. So over the last 30 years of Dr. Dobson's ministry, would we have been better off if he had been teaching consistently that we must obey God rather than man? You never compromise on the killing of the innocent. You never support a single politician who would kill a single innocent person. Never. Do you think America would be better off or worse off? Because he's been teaching Christians to vote for child killers as long as they're not so bad. And that's given us Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Republican leaders who are very comfortable with Planned Parenthood and the whole child killing industry. Compromise on God's enduring command, do not murder, has consequences. And so I'm sorry that Pastor Chuck feels that way, but pray for him. When there's life, there's hope, and he could reconsider.